David Cowper was the first man to sail through the Northwest Passage solo, the first to do it in both directions, east to west and west to east, the first to complete it three times. In the 1970s, he also set records circumnavigating the Southern Hemisphere in small sailing boats, going both with and against the prevailing westerly winds.
I suppose in those years, that was quite novel, sailing around the world, and I just thought it would be rather exciting to do. You know, I was much younger then, and felt I could take on the world, etc., etc. So that's how it came about.
You would never guess any of this when meeting the skinny, balding man who opens your car door and discusses the price of a pot of honey. To say he's understated seems an understatement. He always sails alone.
Because I've seen so many boats that people argue on and fall out and all the rest of it. And when I entered one or two events and I relied on crew or people to come with me, I really got tired of excuses when the time came that suddenly Auntie Flo had died and they couldn't come and apologetic, etc., etc.
Cowper charts his course to avoid obstacles and sleeps in two-hour segments.
You know, I think I've got more chance of being knocked down by a vehicle in the street than another vehicle colliding with me at sea anyway.
And he carries enough equipment to stay safe in extreme cold and ice conditions.
And then I carry, for these journeys to the Arctic and Antarctic, I carry a sledge, tent, pickaxes, chainsaws, all the equipment that if one did get iced in, that there's a good chance of being able to be self-supporting and get yourself out of a situation.
That was necessary the first time he traveled through the Northwest Passage in 1986. His boat was stuck in the ice for 3 years. A helicopter from a nearby icebreaker lifted him off and took him to a town.
It's silly to pretend that you can just sort of sit out minus 40 doing nothing for basically 7 or 8 months.
Cowper traveled 500 miles on snow machines to check on the boat each spring until the ice melted enough to let him continue. This year, his voyage from England to Unalaska only took 41 days.
Now it is very considerably different. There isn't the ice. And the thing is that the ice is not building on ice. It's all first-year ice. And this is the serious question, that if it keeps on like this, admittedly the waters will freeze over in the winter, but it won't be the sort of frozen wasteland as one remembers it 30, 40, 50 years ago.
He said his passage was relatively easy, though the high winds on the Bering Sea tossed about his 48-foot, bright yellow, self-righting powerboat.
Yeah, it's rather akin to being let loose in a tumble dryer.
But Cowper isn't voyaging to track environmental changes or weather conditions. He's just doing it because he likes it.
You know, you can forget all the bureaucracy, you can forget all the nasty things in the world, Afghanistan, Iraq, etc., etc. And you can really, it brings you down to earth you can really see that not everything in the world is bad.
He's also photographing important maritime historical sites, places where explorers were lost or rescued. He says he plans on compiling the photos into a book someday when he has the time, you know, just so people can see the remote locations. He doesn't really want to write anything. He just figures he should put the photos out there. From Unalaska, he's headed to San Francisco, then down to Chile and Antarctica. He will visit some islands and circumnavigate the upper latitudes of the Southern Hemisphere before traveling north and passing through the Northwest Passage again next summer. He says he'll be glad to return to Unalaska.
The thing is that I do meet some fantastic people around the world and I make close friendships. For instance, even in Dutch Harbor, to when it comes to saying goodbye, it slumps in the throat. I've met real kindness here and people who are helpful.
He anticipates coming back in June of next year. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.